la otra vez. Lo que más quiero es dar un descanso a mis anhelos y en ti. Eso lo encuentro feliz.
Lo que más quisiera pedirte es que te quedes conmigo. Te daré lo que pidas, solo no te vayas nunca. Lo que más quisiera pedirte es que te quedes conmigo. Te daré lo que pidas, solo no te vayas nunca.
Te cuento y me cuentas, no tenemos nada que ocultar. Y me quedo y te quedas, es así como queremos estar.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 15. 16! Whoa, I'm 16. It was my birthday yesterday. Okay, that was exciting. And I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm an adult. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
That all happened really fast. We're Bound by Books. Emily and Ingrid and myself and occasionally a few other people are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay. And happy birthday, Antonia.
Thanks. It was yesterday.
It's funny. I knew it was yesterday and I wished you happy birthday, but I didn't quite put it together that you were now 16 and that your age would change on
I thought
radio.
Your birthday was like next week, so when I saw it on Facebook, I was like, Antonia, I think your Facebook information is wrong.
But it wasn't. Although it kind of was because it said I was turning 25.
Yeah, dude, I don't think we can hang out if you're that old.
I don't know why it says that. I made my Facebook when I was like 11. So, yeah.
Same.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, anyway. That happened. So, we're going to talk about books.
Books we love.
And book-related things. And Ingrid has a book.
I'm very excited about my book. It's Red Hood and the Outlaws, which is the new 52 DC Comics. And it follows the Red Hood, the Red Arrow, and Starfire, who is... And the Red Hood is the second Robin who was killed by the Joker and turned kind of evil, more anti-hero. The Red Arrow is the Green Arrow's ex-sidekick who... turned anti-hero as well, and Coriander is Starfire is from the Teen Titans, and in this version she was just kind of like anti-hero from the beginning. And basically it follows that Jason is stranded on an island where the Red Hood is stranded on the island where he meets an alien girl named Coriander.
Hot.
Yeah, she's totally hot. She doesn't understand the theory of like putting clothes on, so she's just constantly walking around either naked or in like a bikini. It's great. And then they go save the Red Arrow, who's gotten himself in a lot of trouble in Karak, and he's about to be executed. So, you know, they come in and do their superhero thing, and they save his butt. And they all come back to the island, and they're like, yeah, we're just going to enjoy paradise, and we're going to be a gang of friends. And, yeah, things get mixed up just there when they don't understand who does who and whatever. And then it turns out that where Jason learned to, like, do Batman stuff when he was training to be like the Robin and everything. And after he died and came back, it turns out there's like these people coming to like kill everyone. This is only the first volume, so I don't totally understand or get the whole picture yet. So anyways, they all get on a plane and they go to this island and they have to go through like this big weird tunnel. And it's really fun. It's hard to explain if you don't have the comic book right in front of you, but I really like the way the pictures are drawn, and I really like the characters, and I really like Jason Todd.
She really likes Jason Todd.
He's like, yeah. Everyone says he's whiny, but he got killed, so he's okay with being whiny.
Have you read these characters in other comic books?
I have not read them in comic books, but I am very familiar with them from Teen Titans or TV or wiki pages.
Got it.
Well,
where'd you come across this book?
So I started watching Young Justice on Netflix. Everybody binge Young Justice on Netflix. They're going to make a third season if it gets enough ratings, and I really want a third season. But anyways, I was just getting really into the characters and everything, and I had no idea there were multiple Robins before I started like Googling it. So I found out there were multiple Robins, and I tried to find which one I thought was my favorite, and it turned out Jason Todd. So I went to read about Jason Todd, so immediately Red Hood and the Outlaws came up. So I was like, I'll give it a read, and I really liked it.
Cool. Sounds fun.
It is very fun. I like that they're not heroes, but they're not necessarily bad guys, so.
Yeah, I like the hot aliens.
What's their motivation? If they're not heroes, do they do stuff for, like, money, for fame, just like, for fun?
Yeah, Jason, or the Red Hood, he starts off just, like, doing things to, like, keep drugs out of, like, major cities. He's, like, taken down several, like, drug gangs. He's just, because his mother and father died for drug-related things, and which is why the Batman picked him up and everything. So he's very enthusiastic about taking people who bring drugs into places with kids or families down. And then Roy and Coriander are just, like, his best friends.
They're along for the ride?
Yeah.
Got it. Cool.
It sounds cool.
Thanks.
You've been really excited about this.
Yeah, I really like superheroes.
Fun.
Especially DC. I detest Marvel.
Oh, yeah?
I hate Marvel. Except for, like, Deadpool. I can deal with Deadpool.
I like some good Marvel characters. Like Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Okay, Jessica Jones
both
is pretty
good.
The
shows and the comics.
I could not finish Daredevil, the TV show.
No.
I tried, but it was just...
I like Jessica Jones better.
Yeah, because Jessica Jones wasn't as much fighting. I really don't like superhero shows where they're, like, always fighting. It's always, like, the dead of night, and here's a gang, and this is the gang we need to take down. I like, into their personal lives, like, all up into it. Tell me your story, then fight.
I couldn't get into Jessica Jones. I watched, like, the first episode, and it was, like...
Yeah,
okay.
The first episode, I will agree, was a little bit confusing. I was like, what kind of superhero show is this?
It wasn't like... It was confusing, yeah, like that. It was just kind of like... I don't know. It was okay. I'm not, like, a huge superhero.
I like Ms. Marvel as well, in terms of Marvel people.
Yeah.
She's awesome, the new one.
I think there's a DC character. Mr. Marvel, or something like that. Yeah, he goes, Shazam! And he goes from a 10-year-old to, like, a 25-year-old with, like... Yeah, it's lit.
I like anyone who goes Shazam.
Yeah, and then lightning hits him, and he's like, woo!
That's pretty rad. That's cool.
The Justice League got really mad at him because he didn't tell them that he was 10. Yeah. I was like, well, now you know.
Aw, don't you hate it when people do that?
It's like, damn... I thought you were 25. Now I'm finding out that you're just a little 10-year-old.
Yep.
Jailbait.
It's rough. Well, Emily sent me this list on Facebook today, and I did read a book, which I could talk about, Lord of the Flies. I'm not sure if I talked about it yet or not already, or yet. Anyway, if not, I'll either talk about it this time or have it next week. But this list that Emily tagged me in, or whatever you do on Facebook, was pretty funny, and it was kind of an inside joke, I think, because when I was little, I would always talk about like like character names on air. I'd be like, this is a book and the book is great, but the characters, they were named this and this is a weird name and this is an okay name, blah, blah, blah. So I really liked this list, and it was like the 50 weirdest character names in, I think, YA. And I hadn't read a lot of the books, but that was okay because they were still funny and I'd read some of them. And one of them, I'm not going to read all of them because that would take a really long time, but one that I thought was funny from That Summer by Sarah Dessen, who I have heard of and whose books are, like, I think I might have read part of one. Anyway, his name was Haven McPhail. Well, first, and yeah, they have a like a joke under each one, and this was, keep picturing a luxury hotel for quails, but what I pictured was this friend that I had when I was in like lower school, middle school, grade school. Small school, anyway.
Small person school.
Yeah, probably like the fifth grade. And his name was Phelan, like PHA. Phelan. Yeah. His name was Phelan, and we took him to the mall one time, and he had never seen an escalator, so we spent the entire time at the mall going up and down the escalator. His name was not Haven McPhail, as this person, but his name was Phelan. And if I was going to make a YA book and wanted to get it on that list, I might name my character that. Another one they had was Tally Youngblood of Uglies. And I love Uglies, and I never, her name is weird, but it never like struck me. Brought to you by Google's new 3-word randomizer, it says. Makes sense. Ingrid called her a Latvian emo.
Yeah, because Tally's kind of a Latvian-ish name, and then Youngblood, yeah, referring to the Fall Out Boy fandom people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great name, though. Like, it is weird, but yeah, it's a nice name.
It's a nice name. If I had to be a YA character, that would probably be one of the better names out of the pick. Yeah. I mean, either that or Katniss or, like, Trish. I mean, do you really want to be called Trish?
That annoyed me so much. And the author was talking about it in, like, an interview or something that I watched about how they were like, you know, I needed a name that could go from being, like, sweet and selfless like Beatrice to like hardcore like Triss.
But Triss is not like a hardcore name.
No,
though.
It's not. All I think of when I
it's
when
like,
I
go
saw
bring it, Triss the papers from the office.
I don't know if it's because like I have a sounds mental hardcore image in my head of a Triss already, or if it's just because it's a weird name. But the only thing I could think of was that character from that Disney show. It's like there's one character named Triss. And she's, like, so annoying.
Anyway. Oh, is that Austin and Allie?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's the one with the big curly hair.
Yeah. She's so annoying. So that's all I thought of it. And it was horrible. Yeah.
When you say that Disney show, I immediately think Jessie.
Yeah, that too. There was two people named Very. Very Woodruff Lefreak. And Very Lefreak.
Lefreak.
I feel like Very Lefreak might have been a freak.
There's also one that I like that's, there's a book coming out, I think, this month or maybe next called Wink Poppy Midnight, and the characters' names are Wink Poppy Midnight, Alabama, and Leaf.
Hello, Alabama. I'm Leaf.
Alabama.
It seems like it might be funny to read.
Yeah. Well, Poppy is a
yeah, that one's, it's just in combination with the others.
Was one Wink, out. Did you say?
Wink, Midnight, book, Alabama, and Leaf.
There was a book same that a I read when I was little. Different. It was like a
Leaf
children's book.
Cute. Yeah, Leaf. It's more the combination of all of those.
Yeah.
Because like Poppy on its own.
Yeah.
Beautiful name.
There was a children's book Leaf that I read when I was little sweet called, name. I think it was like Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. And the three characters were named Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. And it was great. So, I mean, I would never, ever name my kid Wink. And if your name was Wink, I would be like, why is your name Wink? But in a book, you know. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah, those do go nicely
together.
There's also
America Singer from The Selection.
I just thought of Carrie Underwood when I heard that. Like
America Singer.
They had also, they didn't have Triss from Divergent on there, but they had Four. Mm-hmm. And they had,
I can get with Four more than I can get with Triss.
For real, right? Same. And they had 10.
Also, I just like 10. Four much more as a character.
I do too. They had someone named 8 Beaufort, 10 Lockwood, and 10 Zvelds, which, you know, but they were numbers. They were numbers like 22, 21, 20, and 19 on the list. And I thought it would have been loads more funny if 4
they
had been
like
number 4
10.
And 8 had been number 8. And there was 2 10s, so I don't know.
Put 2 10s on the list. Just put 2 number 10s.
Yeah, for real.
What about Jam Gallahue? That's from a book I read.
Wonder if your name Those is are. 10, can you just write 10 and then Lockwood instead of your actual,
I totally would do that. That would be so cool. That's like a reason to name your kid 10, just so they can do that.
Fellow
That's
child, amazing. You will be named 23.
47. There was one from a book that Emily had read too. Jazz Dent.
Oh yeah, Jasper Dent. Jazz for short.
But Jasper is like a normal name, and Jazz is like such a cool nickname.
Yeah, I actually don't think that one's that weird.
I don't think it's
that weird. Yeah, I don't either. I would name someone.
Jazz. And that's a great book. I Hunt Killers, Barry Yeah, Liger.
I remember. You, I love you used that book. To talk about that all the time.
That series is really fun. We also have at number 3, we have several names from The Hunger Games, including Katniss Everdeen, Peeta Mellark, Caesar Flickerman, Seneca Crane, and Effie Trinket.
Okay, but that's like understandable. Like
Seneca Crane, I think, was the weirdest there.
Caesar Flickerman.
Caesar Flickerman was perfect for that character. That totally seems like...
I know, but
like,
it was still a weird name.
Yeah, it was.
Which name would you least want to have of that bunch?
Caesar Peeta. Flickerman.
I think Peter... Effie Trinket.
Yeah, Effie.
Effie's no, I could go with Effie. Fine,
but Trinket. But with Trinket.
I mean, F-E-T, yo, in the house.
And of course, number 2, we have Renesmee Carlin.
That was my favorite character. I loved her so much, and I never thought that was a weird name. No. But now that I'm, like, old on it, I mean, it's kind of weird, but I never thought it was that. It looks weird now, just because it's on this list of weird names. I liked it. But my favorite on this list is number 1.
Tookie de la Crème.
What the heck?
From Model Land by Tyra Banks.
Oh, gosh. By Tyra Banks?
Which someday you should read the blurb for that book. It's really something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps we will. Do you want me to look it up? Shall we?
If you want.
New cellula.
What's it called?
Model Land. One word. Model Land.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Is it about models?
And I have to say, I have a lot of respect for Tyra Banks. And I find her very entertaining.
Oh, my God.
This book does not look good.
Is it like a fantasy novel?
I don't know. It's a young adult novel about modeling. But sort of fantasy modeling.
No one gets in without being asked. And with her untamable hair, large forehead, and gawky body, Tookie de la Crème isn't experienced.
God.
Isn't I don't expecting even an invitation. Model Land, the exclusive, mysterious place on top of the mountain, never dares to make an appearance in her dreams. But someone has planned for Tookie. Before she can blink her mismatched eyes, Tookie finds herself in the very place where every girl in the world obsesses about, and 3 unlikely girls have joined her. Only 7 extraordinary young women become intoxibellas each year, famous, worshipped, magical. What happens to those who don't make it? Well, no one really speaks of that. Some things are better left unsaid. Thrown into a world where she doesn't seem to belong, Tookie glimpses a future that could be hers if she survives the beastly catwalk corridor and terrifying thigh-high boot camp. Or could it? Dark rumors, like silken threads, swirl around the question of why Tookie and her new friends were selected, and the shadows around Modeland hide sinister secrets. Are you ready? Modeland is waiting for you.
I just puked, by the way. That is the most, like, objective, you've got to be beautiful as a woman kind of book.
No, the ugly people were selected, Ingrid.
Just that you're, like, calling them ugly or, like, gawky or something is, like, why would, like, someone want to read something where it's just, like, objectifying girls?
Yeah, it sounded...
Not proud of you, Tyra Banks.
Oh. I've never heard of her before, so I had no prior... expectations, but
I'm proud of you, Tyra.
I'm sure you worked real hard on that book. Like, I haven't written a book.
We're gonna move on to another topic off of Tyra Banks. We don't have much time left, but you had another book you wanted to talk about, or did you want to save that?
I do, but if Emily has books, which it looks like she does,
I do.
I can do them next week.
I also have a comic book graphic novel, but it's different.
It's not as adult.
It's maybe as adult, but less
sexual.
No fighting. Oh, I guess I had to miss those scenes of yours. But it's a book called Hark, a Vagrant by Kate Beaton. And I had heard of this book and I'd heard of another one of her books that's similar to this one. But the first book that I read by her was The Princess and the Pony, I believe it's called. And it's a picture book that's really cute about princess that wants to have like a really tough horse. Like that's what she wants more than anything for her birthday. Mm-hmm. But instead she gets this like roly-poly vagrant, which is a compilation of comic strips that are all about history or literature.
Ooh.
And they're really fun if you're into that sort of thing. But like on the first page, she has like a little description of the book and where it came from. But she has a Napoleon comic where he says, ah, yes, history books. What? Where is jokes? No time for jokeless history. Back to battle. And he runs off.
That's really cute.
I like that as the intro. That was my bad, like, fake French accent that I stopped midway through.
That's great.
But yeah, she had a background in history. She studied history, but would always draw cartoons on the side and for the school newspaper. And eventually she put them all together.
Well, that's great. That sounds really cool.
Oh, that
I mean, I love
awesome.
Both those subjects.
And it's really fun. I think it's, you know, it's definitely got some adult content, but it's pretty risky. It's pretty not risque. What's the opposite of risque? I think it would be fine for most teens as well, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Cool. If you're interested in that.
But it's possible if you know, if you've like studied history and literature, mm-hmm. you may find the humor more.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you were a very young teen, you may not have gotten to some of these. That's really fun. I sent you one of these too. I don't know if you got it.
Really?
Because there's one about Annabelle Lee.
Oh, yeah,
and
I did.
So Kate Beaton imagines Annabelle Lee coming back as a ghost and being just as like whiny as the like narrator of Annabelle Lee, the poem, which is one of Antonia's favorite poems by Poe.
It is, and I was amazed that you remember that. And I got it, and I wanted to read it, but it was too blurry on my phone.
It's hard.
So
I will show you it in the book. I have it
bookmarked. You should do that.
It wasn't my favorite of the cartoons, but I was like, haha, Annabelle Lee.
But that sounds really fun to like flip through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to get her next one. I forget, or maybe it was the first one. I think it's called like Step Aside Pops or something like that.
Do you have that at the library?
I don't think we have this, but I got this through the library.
Wow.
I borrowed it from another library.
Oh, I got a call from the library that my book came in.
Yay.
I have to go get it. Now everyone
is
listening
that
to the
present?
Radio knows that.
No, they're going to come get your book.
I know.
They're going to be like, swiggity swooty, coming for that booty.
That
and by booty, I mean like...
The book.
Arg, Byron.
Yeah.
Arg.
I'm so sorry, I have a cough.
Yeah.
But that's cool. That sounds really good. Kate Beaton almost sounds like for Eaton.
Tobias Eaton.
I love Tobias.
Oh, me too. Well, we're just about out of time. So we're going to hand it off to the afternoon show. Our friends.
Here you go, afternoon show.
Oh, I have, I think I have one of those riddles. What does snow become when it melts?
Slush.
Is that a riddle or just a fact?
No, it's like a riddle. It's like a question.
What does it become?
Yes.
Melted snow.
Should I answer here or should I?
I don't know. Water?
The afternoon show always wants us to have them, so I think we should give it
to
them so and they can answer it.
You're all wrong, by the way.
So just wait and keep listening.
Yeah,
the afternoon show
listening.
Because they're great and you might just get the answer.
All right. Well, so we'll hand it off to them, but we hope everyone has a good week.
Yeah.
And
happy
reading.
छोरिया सेनायन वलड़ा वत्तु 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 वलड़ा वत्तु 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 उड़त चिड़िया के हल्दी रगड़ के लगा वत्तु 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 वलड़ा वत्तु 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 चमक छोरिया सेनायन वलड़ा वत्तु 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 वलड़ा वत्तु 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 उड़त चिड़िया के हल्दी रगड़ के लगा वत्तु वत्तु वत्तु
तावे हैं खुदा ही हंसते खुदा ही रोते खुदा ही खुद को सतावे हैं।